Welcome to the Girl Scout Advantage podcast, a podcast where we educate, empower, and share the stories of the Girl Scout experience. Join us to rediscover the magic of leadership, teamwork, and personal discovery. The Girl Scout Advantage, a podcast where you will learn how the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan creates successful girls for today who will become the leaders of our tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Girl Scout Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Brenna Smith, and I am here today with the wonderful, amazing Lisa Ingram, who is our outreach team lead for Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan. So Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today and for chatting with me about what you do.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So Lisa, to get us started, would you mind just telling us a little bit about you and what you do?
All right. My name is Lisa Ingram, and I am the outreach team lead. I am the manager of the whole outreach department for the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan Council, outreach specialists in Lansing, Kalamazoo, Jackson, and Ann Arbor all report to me. And we facilitate community troops in our regions.
Wonderful. And we're going to dive in a little bit deeper with that community troop piece and, you know, learn more about what the outreach department does. Mm-hmm. But before that, I want to start way back at the beginning of your Girl Scout journey. Can you tell us how you started with Girl Scouts?
Well, I was a Girl Scout as a little girl, and I joined at Brownies, and I did go all the way through seniors. In my day, it was seniors was the high school one. And then I was my youngest daughter's Girl Scout leader. We went Brownies all the way through cadets. And then when they got in high school, they wanted to play sports and be another thing. So, you know, that's when I stopped being their leader. And then one day I was just looking for a job, and I happened to see the outreach specialist position, and I said I would apply for it because I really enjoy Girl Scouting. And I applied for it and got the position. And so I've been here 12 years now, going on 12 years. Yeah. So
that's amazing. That's amazing. So thinking back to your volunteer days before we jump into the staff mm-hmm. days, what did you enjoy so much about Girl Scouts, you know, participating as a volunteer, doing that with your daughter? You know what? Clearly you liked it enough to kind of to come back and work with us, right? So about that.
Really and truly, my troop was 25 girls, and it was an extremely diverse troop. And we went all over Michigan to the museums. We went in courtrooms. We went to radio stations. We really gave girls an outstanding experience, just experiencing all types of things you can do in life. And even though my girls didn't go all the way through ambassadors, when they graduated from high school, they were the top in about the five different high schools in this community. They were in the top 15. They were either the valedictorians, the salutatorians, they were class presidents, or they were in the top 10, top 15. I really believe in Girl Scouting. I believe it does spark real leadership skills in girls. I really believe it sparks a real strong belief in oneself. I really do believe that.
Do you still keep up with the girls who are in?
They keep up with me. I mean, now they're all lawyers or physicians or working on PhDs, or they have masters, or they're consultants flying all over the world and just really doing great things, really doing great things.
Yeah. How does it make you feel to know that, you know, you had a hand in helping them to have that success?
It really makes me feel good. And the parents even say that to me, you know, you helped them, you were part of their village and whatnot. So they still give me credit for that now. And I take great pride in that, great pride. And then those girls do share with me, you know, different aspects of their life, you know, what they're doing now and whatnot. So
yeah, it's clear that you have left lasting impact on them. And, you know, that's one of the most beautiful things about Girl Scouting that I think not a lot of people realize is that mentorship piece, you know, both being on the receiving end of having a mentor, but also being the mentor is really powerful.
It is. It really is. Yeah.
So now let's transition to your staff life and, you know, becoming a staff member. Can you explain for anyone who doesn't know and anyone who's totally unfamiliar, what does the outreach department do? You know, what are some of those activities and, you know, groups that you facilitate? Tell us about that.
All right. We facilitate community troops. We provide girls a Girl Scout experience. In the outreach department, we believe every girl should have an opportunity to be a Girl Scout. And, but there's not enough volunteer troops to go around. So we've gone out and gotten grants so that we can hire facilitators to give girls a Girl Scout experience in community troops. And the grants have enabled us to hire facilitators, enabled us to register girls. There's financial barriers, enabled us to take girls to camp for free, enabled us to do all types of activities.
And that's just, this department is so incredible to me because it, I mean, you all are really providing an equitable experience for girls. Mm-hmm. You know.
Exactly. Yes. It's the same experience as if they're in a volunteer led troop. It really is. Yeah.
And, you know, I think it also is, it's something that our council cares so deeply about that, you know, we, the outreach department, we invest so much into making sure that all girls get to be Girl Scouts. And I just think it's incredible the work that you do. I admire you a lot for that work. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I know that the outreach department has grown significantly since you started. So would you mind kind of walking us through, you know, when you started in the outreach department, you know, some of the big successes that you've had, and we'll lead up to, you know, right, like pre-pandemic, we'll take a pause there.
Okay. Pre-pandemic, we had registered or served at least either 2,500 girls council-wide via community troops. During the pandemic, we still were managing able to serve girls. We did it virtually. We made the switch to virtual troops, and we did a hybrid version of community troops. We would drop the envelopes of activities by the girls' homes, and then we would work with the girls via Zoom. We would do the projects or work on badge work via Zoom. So we kept it moving during the pandemic, you know, because again, we still wanted to offer girls an opportunity to do Girl Scouts.
So tell us about some of the, you know, most popular programs that you all have run or the some of the curriculum that you've used in years past.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Well, right now we're using the Becoming Me curriculum. Girl Scouts has partnered with Michelle Obama, and she's written a book, a teenage version of her book, of Becoming Me, and we paired it with some of our badges. And so that's the curriculum we're doing council-wide at all our community troops. And this Becoming Me is centered around themes of telling your story, maintaining your mental health and wellness, and supporting in nurturing girls on their journey, getting girls started on their journey in life. It has been a very popular curriculum. And most times when we start off with the girls on the first day, they all know who Michelle Obama is, and they can tell us stuff. So that's been exciting too. So it's been a great partnership. It's been great badge work to do it. I've paired it with STEAM activities. You know, we're doing slime, teaching girls all about polymers and teaching girls how to make cars and how boats work and stuff like that. So we've paired it with our STEAM curriculum, but we've also are teaching them to become tomorrow's leaders utilizing the Becoming Me curriculum.
And so what are some of those activities, you know, the learning to use your voice, learning to tell your story? What are some of those activities that, you know, kind of go along with those lessons?
We've been teaching girls to utilize their voice to figure out what their story is. So they've created posters with their saying, what, you know, everybody has a motivational statement, and girls have been creating their own motivational statements, something that speaks to them, that gets them up in the morning, you know, like that. So that's been very interesting to hear that. Last year, we worked at a juvenile detention area, and some of those girls were just so inspiring with their sayings. I'm reaching for the stars. I'm going to make sure that this one that touched my heart, I'm going to make sure my children don't have to eat cereal every day. That was their saying. And that just blew me away. And I think some of the kids had ended up in those detention centers because the parents didn't have much resources. And so they were probably doing, you know, they were stealing to eat. And then they ended up in those juvenile detention. So yeah, sometimes our community troops, we do partner with juvenile detention centers and stuff like that. We believe in giving every girl an opportunity to experience Girl Scouts. So the sayings that those girls came up, one day I'm going to make sure there's nobody hungry in the world and whatnot. That just blew me away, you know. A lot of us take it for granted, but to eat cereal all day long, you know, we take stuff for granted.
That is so powerful. And, you know, that speaks so much to, especially the equity piece and, you know, your passion, Lisa, for providing every girl who wants it a Girl Scout experience. You know, I just think that is, it's so powerful, and it's contagious to be, you know, around your energy and hear that passion. So, you know, I'm always blown away by that passion, and it invigorates me to, you know, and my passion for that too. So tell us a little bit, you know, you have a whole team of facilitators and, you know, specialists council wide. So tell us a little bit about that team and kind of how it's structured for everyone to be going into, whether it's schools or community centers. You know, how do you all come together and plan and, you know, get this experience going for girls?
Well, there's specialists for each region, and then the specialists hire facilitators. And generally, we hire college students. And I personally like social work majors and education majors. And I love hiring college students because a lot of the community centers where the girls that we serve, they don't have anybody in their family that's gone to college. And I do believe that when they see somebody that looks like them that's gone to college, that they can feel inspired to go to college. Because sometimes we say, go to college. But if you don't see it, you can't do it. But a lot of times, if you can see people that look like you achieving that, you can believe that you can. So those are the types of facilitators I like to hire. And I've hired quite a few facilitators that have grown up through my program. Because like I said, I've done this for 12 years. And so some of the girls have graduated from high school, gone on to college, and still are local. And they have come to work for me as part-time facilitators.
That is so cool. I mean, wow. And do they tell you stories of like, oh, you know, Miss Lisa, I remember when we did this?
They really enjoy the camp experience. I normally take girls to camp for 3 days and 2 nights. And I think that's the thing that always stands out. They always talk about the camp experience, and they learn how they're not supposed to have food in their tents and whatnot, because the raccoons will come in and stuff like that. But they really talk about the camp experience. They really do enjoy that.
So tell us about that camp experience. You know, is obviously it's during the summertime, you mentioned. Is it, you know, all of the girls in community troops throughout the summer? You know, tell us about
every
that.
In every region, every girl who's participated in community troops gets an opportunity to go to camp for either paying $5 to go or it's free. It depends on, you know, the grants we have in certain regions. And Pre-COVID, we offered 3 days and two nights of camp. After COVID, we're only offering a day at camp. And generally, we go to our property, those of us in Saginaw, we go to Camp Linden. And the girls get an opportunity to do wall climbing, horseback riding, boating, swimming, archery, slingshot, you know, throwing, and just all sorts of things. And they really have a lot of fun. And then they enjoy the campfires and making s'mores and stuff like that. And then they, even though they complain, they enjoy getting up early to do flag. So they really have a ball. And every time we get on the bus, they're, well, how come you can't stretch it into 4 days, Miss Lisa? How come you can't stretch it into 5 days? So, but I can only do 3 days and two nights.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure, I can only assume that maybe when they're heading to camp, maybe there's some anxiety, some nerves, you know, a brand new experience. And then when they're leaving, it's like, we should just stay another day.
We really should have. When they're hiking, they're complaining. But when we get on that bus to go back, they're like, wow, I wish we could stay another day, you know. So
I love that. Yeah. Do you have any memories of girls, you know, who maybe didn't spend a lot of time in the outdoors and they went on this camping trip and, you know, found a love for the outdoors or just, you know, learned a lot about themselves?
I think I've found that this, some of the girls have never left, you know, the Great Lakes Bay area. And when they get on the bus and the ride to Camp Linden, we pass through quite a few lakes and whatnot, and they're just, and cows and horses and whatnot, and they're just oohing and aahing. And I don't know, it just seems like we've opened up their world a little bit, exposed them to a little bit more, and showed them there's much more to the world than the Great Lakes Bay area, or Kalamazoo, or Jackson, or Lansing.
So what is the outreach department working on this summer? I know you mentioned there are some, you know, hybrid opportunities happening. I know here in
Now we're back in person.
So okay.
Every region is doing in-person community troops.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we're back in person. We're wearing masks, but we're back in person with the kids, and we're going outside whenever possible because mm-hmm. some of the sites have good green space mm-hmm. or some of them have pavilions. So we're outside whenever possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what has that transition been like, you know, moving from, I mean, gosh, I remember when COVID first happened and the schools shut down and, you know, we couldn't even work with, you know, schools and community centers. You all were fabulous. And, you know, like this, we're offering virtual opportunities, but tell us a little bit, you know, what that transition has been like going from like fully virtual to then offering hybrid and now finally being able to be back with the girls.
It's been a slow process. It's been a real learning curve, We went from totally in person to virtual and hybrid. And then as time has gone on, last summer, we had a few in-person sites. And then in the fall, we were a lot more places opened up and we're having people come in person. And and this summer, we're almost back up to pre-COVID times. We've partnered with quite a few summer school programs, YMCAs, Boys and Girls Clubs, community centers, church programs. We're not up to pre-COVID days, but we're almost back up to as many sites as we had pre-COVID. People are feeling a little bit more comfortable, but we're in there with the children and we're wearing masks as we facilitate. And as I said before, we're outside whenever possible. And the kids really enjoy being outside too.
That's wonderful. And it's so cool that, you know, we're on our way back to kind of pre-pandemic where we were. So one thing that as a council, we've been talking about a lot since COVID happened, you know, is just the impact of the pandemic on girls and, you know, the mental health effects and the loneliness and, you know, a lot of families having fewer resources now than they did previously. So I'm just wondering from your perspective, Lisa, you know, have you seen changes in girls that we're serving now compared to pre-pandemic? Look,
when we came back in the fall of 21 in person, we could recognize the lack of the learning that the kids have experienced. Girls that are in the third or fourth grade were reading on a second grade level. You could see that there had been a gap in the learning, that you could honestly tell there had been a gap in the learning.
And you feel like our programming, you know, kind of helps to mend that gap a little bit?
We're part of the village. That's all I can say. We're part of the village. That's for sure. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just think about like the, so many of the activities that you all do with girls, you know, they're of course having so much fun because y'all do really cool stuff, with the girls, but also in there, you know, it's not just the fun of Girl Scouting. It's the, it's the learning and the leadership that a lot of times girls don't even realize they're learning about leadership. You know, they're just having fun with their friends.
I really recognize the leadership skills we teach in Girl Scouting with the troop that I did lead when I was a volunteer. I mean, just the skills that those young ladies have now, I just realized scouting just builds leadership skills in you as you grow and mature as a person. And you take those skills that you learn and just grow upon it. You know, it's just something else. And even the young ladies that have come up through my program and then are facilitating now, I've watched how they have just grown and just become real good leaders. And there's nothing they won't try, nothing they won't try to experience in the world. They want to reach for the stars. It's just awesome.
I think it's so powerful too, that they, you know, clearly gained so much from the program that they now are back and they want to give back and be part of it, you know? And it's like when you get where you're going, don't forget to turn around and help the next one up. Exactly. Now. And that just, I think is so powerful and, you know, really speaks to how important the work is that you're doing. So I have kind of a big question for you.
Okay.
If you had to explain to someone, you know, why Girl Scouting is important for girls today, what would you tell them?
Scouting is important for girls because girls need to understand that no matter what space they walk in, they can be leaders in that space, that they're equal to men in whatever space they find themselves in. Scouting is important to girls because it teaches them to totally believe in themselves. And we expose them to so many different experiences that there's nothing they're not willing to try to do.
Wonderful. So it's so powerful, really is. Is there anything else that you were hoping to share during our discussion today that you didn't get a chance to?
I really feel like our track record of 100% of the females that have been astronauts or Girl Scouts, 70% of the women in Congress and who are CEOs have been Girl Scouts, speaks volumes of what we really give girls. We give girls an opportunity to just be whoever, whatever they dream to be.
That's right. We sure do. And thank you, Lisa, for your work. You know, you're on the ground. You're the boots on the ground making the magic happen for our girls. So thank you so much for your hard work, for everything you do for our girls. And thank you for joining me today for a conversation.
You're quite welcome.
So to all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please be sure to do so by clicking the beautiful subscribe button that you see, and then be sure to leave us a rating and a review so that other people can find the podcast. From there, give us a share, you know, tell your friends on social media about us, because you never know who might be needing to hear about the magic of Girl Scouting and whose life it may impact. So thanks again for joining us. My name is Brenna Smith, and until our next adventure, be bold, be brave, and leave each place a whole lot better than you found it.
change the world.